a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy. It's 97 degrees. KSL's top story, developing news. We're going to find out if it's still the 4th of July without fireworks. The developing story on KSL, more communities are taking action in these tinder dry conditions. Among the new restrictions announced, Daybreak has canceled its fireworks on July 2nd. Their patriotic palooza will go on, but without the skyrockets in flight. In Eagle Mountain, City Council has prohibited all fireworks July 2nd through the 5th. You can still buy them. You just can't blow them off. And Cottonwood Heights has banned fireworks east of 1300 East, not just for the holiday weekend, but all the way through December 30th. The fireworks for Butlerville Days will go on because Unified Fire will be tending to the scene in Cottonwood Heights. It's been a month since it last rained in Salt Lake City, and any moment now, elected leaders in Salt Lake City are expected to address what they're going to do about fireworks. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is waiting for the news conference to start. Paul?
Yeah, Jeff, we are on the south steps of City Hall right now. We are expecting to learn more about Salt Lake City's possible ordinances about fireworks. KSL.com is reporting how local municipalities can restrict fireworks, though. It's kind of a complicated thing. They can restrict fireworks in areas where wildlands are right next to homes and urban areas, kind of like what Eagle Mountain did last week. However, some fireworks manufacturers have told us state law will really not allow them to change the restrictions by now. They should have done that by May. And as far as this season goes, it's also being reported that a lot of municipalities that want broader restrictions might be out of luck until the legislature actually steps in. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
We'll try and bring you the mayor's comments live when she speaks about fireworks. Now, if you want to see strict fireworks rules, head to Green River. Here's KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer.
Green River Fire Department is laying down the law when it comes to fireworks. The fire department says it will host the city fireworks show for the 4th of July, but asks people who live there to not shoot off any aerial fireworks of their own. The department says if you start a fire with one of your own fireworks, they'll shut down the city show and you'll be responsible for all firefighting costs.
Wow. Wasatch County is implementing a full fire restriction, which means no campfires, no using charcoal, nor wood-burning stoves, and no fireworks. Higher gas prices and airline fares aren't going to stop people from taking trips this summer. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
More than 47 million people across the U.S. are expected to take planes, trains, and automobiles for the 4th of July holiday. AAA spokesman for Utah, Aldo Vasquez, says 91% of travelers in the mountain region will be driving.
We expect about 3.3 million people traveling across the mountain region, with about 2.9 million of those hitting the road.
Vasquez says a majority of vacationers are going to the larger cities like Los Angeles and New York.
We're
going
to interrupt Heather Kelly because Mayor Mendenhall is now speaking about fireworks. Let's go to her live on KSL News Radio and listen.
We're also banning open burning, including recreational fires. This is any fire that's built outside for the purpose of cooking or warming. These bans will be in place until further notice. The bans are by order of the city fire marshal, and I have full confidence in their assessment of the fire danger that they've made and by the fire marshal and by Chief Leap this year. There has never been a greater concern by these experts about the threat of fire to Salt Lake City. We take their recommendation. It's done with the health and the safety of the residents, businesses, and our firefighters in mind. We've seen communities in neighboring western states be absolutely leveled by urban wildfires in recent years, and we can't take unnecessary risks that may put us in Salt Lake City in that same position. I know this might feel like a loss of a beloved tradition for all of those Salt Lakers who love their driveway fireworks, and I understand it's disappointing, but given our current climate, it's simply not worth the risk. I invite our residents to attend one of the public fireworks demonstrations that will still take place. That's the traditional one that the city hosts at Jordan Park on the 4th of July and on the 24th of July at Liberty Park. These public displays are well done, and our fire department and team feel that they can be properly managed and safely done. We'll now hear from Salt Lake City Fire Department Chief Carl Lieb, followed by Salt Lake City Public Utilities Director Laura Briefer. They can tell us more about the fire danger and the drought, and we'll be happy to take questions at the end.
A breakaway.
Good afternoon, everyone. Everyone hear me okay? As Mayor Mendenhall said, Salt Lake City and the state of Utah are experiencing unprecedented conditions that have dramatically increased our risk for fire across the state, not only here in the city. Here we stand here on the third day of summer, and we're looking at another 100-degree day. This will be the seventh such day in June, which is a record in and of itself. And we've had really no measurable rain for the past 30 days. The National Weather Service has issued critical fire weather warnings last week, this week, and it probably will again shortly.
We're going to break away the part we missed at the very beginning when Mayor Mendenhall began speaking. Fireworks are going to be banned through the holiday in Salt Lake City because of the weather conditions. KSL News Time 306, back with my minute of news in just a moment.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.